Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this week's episode of Game Cabinet. This week, we're reaching in and we're pulling out a bunch of stuff. We're pulling out RPGs again, guys. It's that time of the year. We're getting to summer. It's my favorite thing to do outside is to bring my indoor activities outside.
Free RPG Day is tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Straight up tomorrow. Of this dropping.
Yes.
Not of us recording. I know we don't do that always very well. No. We do mean this will drop tomorrow. It's free RPG Day.
Yep.
You who are in the future listening, you will have access.
Coming
if you
to you
by.
From the past, we are an oracle for free RPG Day.
Joe, I was going to say, go to your local game stores. Go, if you're in the area around us, come to us. Come on.
Yeah.
We're going to have fun.
We, every year, I mean, it's kind of like a free comic book day for those of you who have not heard of it. And the store orders some number of kits worth of free stuff that different publishers put out. And this year, there's a lot of really good stuff. There's always a lot of really good stuff, but there's some really good stuff.
I'm so excited about it this year.
That's where I got one of my first, so it was just called JRPG. That was literally all it was called. And it's now the Goblin Slayer series.
Oh,
it's
cool.
The Konosuba series.
Nice.
It uses that as its core.
Those are chunky books.
Yeah, they are. They're, it's really cool. It's worth it. It's it's everything. Like, it's really weird, though, to have... you guys at home can't see this, but I'm holding up the Avatar core rulebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird to not have a book like this, but to have, like...
It's like a trade paperback size. It's a manga size.
It's a
book.
Manga.
But it's also like the thickness of Dune.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that's right on the money.
Dune.
The Konosuba one isn't so thick, but I think the Goblin Slayer one is just because that's such a deep, thick world that they've already established so much crap in that they were like, oh, okay.
I mean, it's just a lot of information. Like, I've flipped through them a little bit, and it's just, it's hard to know where to start, but I'm sure they probably do a great job at explaining everything eventually.
Is it a little bit like The Witcher, where everything's in there? It's just kind of chaos?
No, actually. So, like, at least with the Goblin Slayer one, that's the one I've spent the most time reading, because I am a terrible individual and I love Goblin Slayer.
Goblin Slayer is amazing!
It is, but
it's horrible.
It's horrible, but I love it. It's so good. I love Goblin Slayer. The character himself is so fucking awesome. I think he's a really fun guy. I can't wait to make that character in a campaign. I almost did that for my 5e game. I was almost like, you know what, maybe I am just going to make
Goblin Slayer
finally.
I'd say you could play him in my next campaign, but we're going to be space pirates, and there's not going to be a lot of goblins to kill.
There's space goblins.
Have you seen Starfinder? They're the cutest goblins ever, wearing
That's
cracked helmets.
Very fair. They are super cute, but it's not Starfinder.
Okay.
Either way, at least for player-wise, all the abilities and stuff for your class are all under your class. Like, everybody, it's not one of those ones where, it's not like where there's like, okay, go to the wizard's spell table and you have to flip over there. It's, you're a wizard. Here's all your abilities, 1 through max level.
Oh, that would be so nice.
Yeah, like, it is all kind of just in one spot for you on that. And then you just need to check up on like, oh, I need a combat ruler, I need this kind of ruler, you know, things like that. But as far as your character stuff goes, all on one thing. And then the character sheets are quite easily laid out, kind of Pathfinder similar.
Okay,
if you're comfortable with a Pathfinder character sheet, it won't feel overwhelming. If you're used to a 5e sheet, it's a little overwhelming.
That's fair.
Is it d20 based, where you like use a d20 to do most of your like attacks and things?
I won't lie, I don't remember off the top
that's
of
fine.
My head right
that's
now.
Totally fair.
I read it the last fall was when I was really giving it my best read.
I don't think that they're d20 based, but I also can't remember off the top of my head,
I'm not 100%, like I said, I'm not 100% sure. I can,
that's fine.
No, it's fine. Whatever.
I mean, it's not hugely important in the end. I was just, one of the things that I love about the Avatar game so much is that it stops, like, making you think about, like, all the different kinds of dice and things. It boils it down to 2 6-sided dice, and that's it. Like, with a modifier of anywhere between -3 to +3, and then you're done. If you roll a 7, you've succeeded mildly at your thing. If you get a 10 or higher, you've succeeded with honors.
With gusto.
And you can do more of the thing that you want to do. But, like, that is so refreshing just to only have to roll 2 6-sided dice, and that is like, instead of having like, well, not that I'm not a shiny dice goblin, you know, like I love dice and stuff, but like once in a while it's just nice to have a simpler set of rules.
Well, that's like when we do our Christmas specials, mm-hmm. and we just do our modified, yeah. like it's just a d20 roll, just roll your d20s,
right?
That's so nice. It takes so much of just the mental load out of doing it, and you can focus so much more on the story, mm-hmm. which is what the Avatar RPG is going for.
100%.
Is story driven, party driven, not XP, not, you know, combat heavy. It's your party and how they interact. Yes, Drew.
Goblin Slayer, 2d6.
2d6, nice. Okay, cool.
Very so awesome. Nice.
Yeah, I was like, as soon as I read it, I was like, huh. Nice.
How about that?
So, yeah,
I thought I remembered being like, oh, cool, no D20s. Like, I thought I remembered flipping through it and thinking that, but I've also looked at so many RPGs over the last, like, 2 years.
I was like, I can remember it's a 2-something. I was like, 2D, I know D20 is popular, but I couldn't remember if it was 2D6 or if it was something else. But yeah, 2D6 as well. And so
I desperately want to sit down and play through some Avatar. We had planned to try to play through some Avatar for our, like, sit-down session, but we ended up not being able to. Stuff happens. So
the child was sick.
Drew, I was trying not to, like, throw you under the bus and then back it up over you.
That's cool. It's my fault.
Drew flaked on us.
Yeah. The kiddo got sick, and I had to stay home and
it happens.
Take care of that.
So we decided that we're just going to talk about Avatar and others.
Yeah.
Because Free RPG Day is coming up, and we're all super excited about it, and we're all kind of RPG nerds.
Are they having a Everyday Hero supplement for Free RPG Days?
That's a really good question.
Let us run right into one of the ones I'm excited and not excited about.
I had a feeling that there might be some of the stuff that I think Evil Genius Games is the one that they're doing the Everyday Heroes, and they have a bunch, a ton of properties that they are adapting into their own little, like, supplements that will lay over the top of the skin of Everyday Heroes, the setting.
Yes!
It's a bunch of movies, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Pacific
I have a couple guesses what it might be, but go ahead.
Yeah, so for our friends or our fans at home, Everyday Heroes is a new book series coming out by Evil Genius, I think is what George has said.
I'll check.
It is, yep.
Okay.
And it is I didn't know this when I first started seeing it, but it's a 5e compatible.
Mm-hmm.
Modern day action movie setting and rules set for everybody. They are already putting out some adventure paths. I think their first one was Escape from New York. Their second one was The Crow.
I want to play The Crow so bad.
The next two that they'll be dropping. So they're dropping like 2 every 3 months, I think. Yeah, because that'll give them 4 drops. Yeah. And they're dropping, right now they're dropping Escape from New York, Crow, Pacific Rim is one of the next ones.
It's coming, yeah.
It's coming. King Kong. Yeah. I'm stupid excited about Pacific Rim. I saw that and was like, you know what? I'm kind of like more or less done with 5e other than playing it.
Pacific Rim is one of my favorite stupid action movie properties. Like, just I'm just a sucker for giant monsters and giant mechs. It's the only thing that I love in the world anymore.
Del Toro.
I also love Del Toro.
Mm.
Like, I did not realize that was Del Toro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's so weird.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. He can't do anything wrong as far as I'm concerned.
Like literally, if you are like, hey, let's go see a movie, and I go, what's it about? And you're like, kaiju and giant mechs, it can have the most garbage plot, and I will go watch it.
As long as it's got as long as the fight scenes make up for the garbage plot.
If there is explosions and kaijus, I don't care. I will watch it. Done. We're done.
But this one had Charlie Day melding his mind with an alien.
It did. And it was fine.
And it was fine.
I have a very special place in my heart for Charlie Day.
Yep.
That guy is amazing.
So I'm super excited that there's a Pacific Rim RPG coming that I can play. That I can just be like, guys, we're going to go fight kaiju!
And I'm actually a really big Crow fan.
Oh, me too. I
love The Crow, and so I'm really excited to see how they're going to handle that as far as a party situation.
I'd love to see the expansion on the Crow universe, because there have been multiple Crows in the Crow universe.
Yeah.
Because it's just vengeful spirits, basically.
Yeah.
I would love to see the expansion on that.
It's Spectre.
Yeah.
For our DC fans. Like, it's... But that's the thing, is I'm curious to see how normally, like, even with the Spectre, it's one entity.
Yeah, it's normally one crow at a time.
And so I'm curious to see how you're going to take this spirit of one at a time and create a party around it.
There also could be a mechanic where there is just a crow that exists in the universe, and you guys are just a party in the universe, not the crow itself.
Exactly. And I'm just curious how they're going to handle that. Yeah. Of like, okay, is it going to be one of those, like, somebody picks to be the crow, or maybe even two? Because I think we've had two,
like, once or twice, but like, very briefly.
But like, I'm curious if it's going to be like, pick one or two for the crow and then a supporting cast, and we're actually going to give more support to this versus the normal, like...
The crow could also be an NPC in your party, like a DM-controlled...
Is the crow the bad guy and you're the pieces of garbage he's hunting down?
So
that would be also awesome.
I went to the Evil Genius Games panel that they were talking about their entire, like release schedule for the next couple of years and stuff, and they were so excited about everything they have in their pipeline. It was actually really fun to watch just them, like, kind of nerd out about their own stuff that they're getting to work on.
They're like, holy crap, we're getting to do these things.
Right. So, on the note of the crow,
say it.
I've never seen the crew.
It's okay.
It's okay. It's we not forgive
for,
you.
It's
we
not for everybody. You. I was a teenage edgelord.
Yes, I was goth as fuck when I was in high school. That's and fair. So like,
I saw it when I was very young.
The crow was like right in my niche at the time.
My dad loved that.
Nice. I should watch it at some point. I just haven't ever gotten around to it.
And I've picked up a few of the comics and read the comics. Not all of them, but I have read some of them.
I'm also, like, super intrigued by, like, all kinds of weird shit happened on that set.
Yeah.
And that's, one of the cool things about the movie, where it's, like, it's a good movie, but it's also one of those things where you're just, like, oh, and all, like, you see scenes where you're, like, oh, and this happened. Oh, and this happened during this one. Oh, and this thing happened during this scene, and you're, like, was this movie just meant to not get off? And they're like, no, we're gonna make it off the ground. We will make it, damn it.
Is it not something in the lore of the movie? Just, I'm asking because I have no idea.
Yeah.
I thought that they had talked about other animal spirits. Like, not just the
crow.
You
know, they did mention it briefly.
They mention it all very brief.
But that could be a
plot point. But that could be the solution to that. Yeah,
absolutely. I think they were kind of talking in that direction about it, which I just didn't have enough context to, like, understand what they were really going for.
That'd be super cool, because I swear to God, if the first one isn't Coyote, I'm going to be mad.
I mean, you are Red Eye Coyote.
It's also Coyote. Like, that's where they're getting their basis from.
Right. You know? Yeah, Crow and Coyote.
Yeah, and so if the next one's not Coyote and then they give us a bunch of other ones, I will be upset.
It's fair.
Just to briefly mention, I took like a full page of notes on that panel.
Nice.
And you guys have actually covered a lot of it. Just to make sure we cover them in case that didn't get brought up. So Escape from New York was the first one. The Crow, Pacific Rim, Kong, like you said, Highlander, if that had been brought up.
Okay. I didn't go through all of them, just because all of them won't be out for a while.
There can be only one! They're covering all of, like, the 80s greatest hits.
Are they gonna
You may have mentioned Highlander, did you?
There's Highlander. I don't know, I'm just looking at a list of them right now.
Are they gonna do Conan?
They're doing Rambo.
Maybe eventually.
Rambo?
They're doing Rambo. Yep.
Are they gonna do Alien?
No, because
Aliens is owned by a different company.
Oh, that's fair.
As a property. Diffius, I think, owns the properties?
I think it's Free League.
Free League?
Those guys do so much similar stuff that, yeah.
They literally are one company in my head. I know they're not, but they are in my head.
No,
there's only one on here I don't recognize.
Which is the one you don't recognize?
Universal Soldier?
I think that was the Schwarzenegger movie from back in the 80s.
I think it was.
Yeah. And then Total Recall also.
They're doing a total... This is not a recall! This is a Total Recall!
I didn't know you were such a big action fan. Love action movies!
Like, all these kind of movies were the movies my stepdad got to introduce me to. These weren't the movies that, like, my parents watched growing up. These were the movies I was always told I didn't get to watch most of the time. So I was always... I love these films. Okay. All of them are my favorite.
So I wasn't allowed a ton of screen time when I was like a kid. And so most of the movies that I watched, I ended up watching like at my aunts and uncles' houses with their kids. And so all of my cousins, because I have a bunch of boy cousins, loved action movies. And so those were the movies I grew up on, was just like hardcore Arnold Schwarzenegger action movies and stuff like that. And so I just have like a really special love for them, because that was like my candy.
Yeah.
Like
I've seen like none of them.
Like I got to watch, I love Disney movies, nothing against Disney movies, but I got to watch pretty much just Disney movies when I was at home. But as soon as I got to go to like my cousin's houses, I got to watch like people getting their hearts ripped out of their chests.
Yeah.
And that was amazing.
I could see that being very exciting.
I think like the best part about all of this is that they have the Everyday Heroes like book, but and that's like the generic system, which is their take on modern D20 modern.
Yeah.
It's just them doing, and they even brought in some of the people that developed the original D20 modern to work with them on making Everyday Heroes.
You know what this would make really easy as well, now that this is out? Doing a BPRD.
So I should at some point be getting my Kickstarter stuff. I apparently failed to like follow like completely through on my backer kit or something. I talked to him and they're like, hey, yeah, now we can get you your stuff. You just never told us what to do. And I'm like, okay, my bad. But I do have a 5e, and that one is Modifius, if I'm not mistaken.
That doesn't shock me.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, they have the Everyday Hero book that is now out. It's on the shelf. You can buy it at your local game store. But then each of these books, based on these movie properties, are $25.
Oh, that's not bad. Really nice, that's really actually cheap.
Not bad.
That's
how much is the base?
It's either 50 or 60.
Okay,
50.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Or no, yeah, you're right. 60.
Okay.
Wait, 60. You need the base one in order to play?
Oh, that's right.
Probably.
Yeah. That's just one of those moments. Oh, I should know this.
I would assume that the base one is kind of like DM's guide, player's handbook mixed together, and then all the additional ones are like supplements. Yeah.
The Everyday Heroes book is thick.
It is
like it is a pretty thick.
Which makes sense, and but it's nice that each of the properties that come out are like $30 versus like the $50 that you have to spend.
Well, and like the way I thought about it was, I had to spend for two books to a Pathfinder adventure.
Yeah,
is $30.
Right.
This is an entire like subset system.
I play
for $5 cheaper.
I run 5e. To run 5e, I've got to get Player's Handbook, the Monster Manual, and the DM's Guide. Mm-hmm. That's like $150, and that's not even an adventure path. That's just setting you up to play an adventure path.
Yep.
$200 to run an adventure. Mm-hmm. There you go. Oh god, I have so much money sitting on my D&D shelf. Oh god.
Yeah, that's one of the small nice things about Pathfinder First Edition, like starting to disappear. Those books are rocketing in price.
Oh, nice.
And the shelf that I used to be like, I spent so much money. I used to know like how, because I bought all those books fresh.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things that you can go, well, that's this much, that's this much, and I've racked it up and been like, And now that suddenly I'm looking over, being like, yeah, because I got a couple doubles on things where nice. I'm like, you know what? If I ever need to start thinning up, some of these books are going to start getting.
I don't ever want to let go of my 5e books, but there's a couple of them on my shelf that I'm like, if I ever needed money. That's in mint condition.
Yeah.
Like
the ultimate equipment book is starting to get to be one of those where I'm just
that
like
was such a good book.
Yeah, and that's why it's getting up there is the fact they're just like, yeah, we're not printing that anymore. You can only get it via PDF. A lot of people are like, but I like my physical book.
Right.
And I'm like,
right.
I have two of those.
I've got that alt cover Tasha's Cauldron that they screwed up when they released, so there's like a limited amount of them on the market.
Yeah, you have to keep that forever.
Nice. Oh, I'm planning to keep that forever. I love that book.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. But like every time I look at it, I'm like, if I ever get in a financial pickle though, I can sell you for some money.
that's one of the cool things about RPGs is you can end up with a really dud system, but you can also end up with, you know, Pathfinder was a mildly subsect one. Lots of people still know, you know, lots of parents still know RPGs as, yeah, got any of them D&D books?
Yeah. Got some D&D books?
No, this isn't the right D&D book. It's
you got
the
any
other
of those?
One.
You got any of those Satan books?
Go fish.
Yeah.
I don't like fishing.
Okay.
Actually, I do like fishing. Just not in Stardew Valley.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about your fishing.
I would always fish for my ex, and I was really good at it in Stardew Valley.
Yeah, I'm terrible at it in Stardew Valley, but I'm really good at it IRL.
Nice. Hey, they also were very excited. And I don't know if it was like breaking news at the time or if they even have it listed other places, but in 2024, somewhere in the range of 2024 to 2025, they're actually going to also, on top of Kong, get the Godzilla property.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You could run a Kong versus Godzilla.
That will, I'm sure, definitely happen at some point.
Absolutely, that'll have to work, yeah.
Yeah. No, I expected that they were going to get the Godzilla property, but I remember that somebody else had put out something dealing with it recently.
Sorry.
So I'm curious if they've just got to like run out the licensing date.
That might be. It sounded like there was just some things that were out of their control that made it like not happening right now.
Yeah, because I was like, why would you go Kong first? But it's the same people you'd be... there's probably a licensing
stupid stuff.
Licensing.
So you have to deal with, to do games like that, you have to deal with the bigger companies who make them.
Yep.
Yeah.
The other thing that was really cool, next year, it's funny because it's almost like going in the wrong direction from the kind of aesthetic that they have going, but an old third edition thing was called Urban Arcana in D&D, and they're going to rope that into their Everyday Heroes system.
That's so actually that kind of fantastic.
Modern day magic-y shenanigans.
This is my new spell. I call it Gun.
So
it can do one thing, bullet.
So next year, they're going to start rolling out some of that stuff, and they were also very excited about working on that.
Urban Arcana.
Yep.
I love that.
I am intrigued to see how that comes out.
Yeah, that's fair. But yeah. Evil Genius Games. They were they're living their best life right now, and they're just one of the little guys. Like, there's not that many people that work at that company, and they're working on all of these properties.
I feel like I hear their name like all the time Like, I know I'm in a gaming podcast, but
that's fair.
Well, I was gonna say,
and you work at a game store.
Sure. Blades in the Dark.
That is them, isn't it?
Yeah.
They make.
Yeah.
Did they do
Fate?
Oh, they do make Fate?
I think. Evil Genius, right?
You know what?
So.
You could be right.
Did they do Kids on Bikes? No.
Maybe. They do a bunch of stuff. Like, they do a bunch, but it's all their stuff that they do is 1-4 offs normally.
Yeah.
Like, I think the Fate system in total has 6 books.
Yeah, yeah. And you really only need one.
Yeah, and you only need the base one, but they have like 6 to help with with creativity and stuff like that. Most of it's just like GM tools and things like that to help you just be more creative. It's almost, their secondary books to that are almost Cobalt Press.
Yeah.
It's the world building and stuff like that. It's more that versus here's rules, because that's how Fate works. There are no rules. A bunch of little guys. So this is cool that they're getting the chance to do like something big and hefty. And I'm glad that the OGL didn't change. Speaking of the OGL, anybody else read the latest interviews with their damage control department?
Nope.
No, go ahead.
Even their damage control department is calling this an entire mess.
Well, they're just being realistic.
They're just realistic.
Yeah, at this point, they're like,
because WotC stepped on it. They stepped in it so bad.
No, yeah, and they're like at the point that they're like, yeah, we can't not admit that we took damage from this.
Yeah.
Like, we took a lot of damage from this, and we're going to be recovering for some time.
I'm just gonna say it, and I'm gonna take the hit with the F bomb, but that in the business is what we call fucking around and finding out, and WotC done did it.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is that, and even their damage control people who are supposed to be like, oh, it's okay, it's not that bad, you know, everything's great, I'm just like, nah. They're kind of turning and being like, we don't know what to do at this point.
The problem is the higher ups at WotC and Hasbro are not gaming people.
Yep.
They are people who, not tabletop gaming anyway. One of them is like video gaming, I think, is his background. I don't actually remember.
There's a couple.
And so they don't understand how TTRPG communities work, and they don't understand the culture of TTRPG gaming.
Yeah.
And because they're so big, they just got in on themselves being like, oh, we can do whatever we want because we're the most popular RPG. And the entire community went, bet.
Yeah. Yeah. And like with that, they're like, you know, they mentioned that they're taking damage just from their own trust, but they're also seeing more people who are other companies who are signing on to certain other OGLs that are gaining more and more traction because you mean, of the fact that
like Paizo
yeah,
and Kobold yeah. Press actually being like, maybe we just won't work with WotC anymore. Maybe we'll go do our own thing over here with pirates.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just be over here.
Yeah. And they're yeah, exactly. And so they're kind of
Project Black Flag.
Yeah, a lot of things
yeah, George.
Come of it.
For those fact-checking us at home, we were all collectively wrong about Evil Genius Games.
Oh.
Fate is made by Evil Hat Games.
Evil Hat. Okay.
And that's definitely why it sounds familiar to all of us, but it's looking like Evil Genius Games is like, this is their initial
okay.
like, thing that they're doing.
I thought so, but like at the same time, I don't pay that much attention.
I thought that there was something else, but...
I went to this panel and I'm still like, yeah, no, it's those guys, right? So anyways, so if you were fact-checking us at home, you were not wrong.
You were not wrong. It is Evil Hat. We were wrong.
Here we go. Anyways, long story short, that was just a moment where I was like, wait, hold on.
Hey, I mean, it's good to, you know, trust but verify.
Yeah.
We're just some people sitting around a table talking about stuff. We are not all-knowing.
But we also really like games.
We really like games.
We really like games. Actually, not this Monday, because I have to go do that stupid thing, but we have been playing Pathfinder again, and it's been really nice.
It's been really fun.
I've been playing the Goblin One-Shots.
Nice.
I've been playing Poog.
Poog!
I just became the Goblin Chieftain at the last session.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Anyways. But yeah, no, I love Pathfinder so much.
I do too.
It's so good.
I'm excited because we're doing one of my favorite adventure paths that I've always wanted to get significantly farther on. But first of all, my party broke the game the first time I played this, and then my party very heavily fell apart. Like, we finished it up, we were getting ready to start the next one, and then it just...
Crumbled. As it is wont to do.
The classic fizzle.
But we're doing Serpent's Skull again.
Oh.
So we're back in the Miguel Expanse, and I love that place because it is just treacherous, dangerous, and awful everywhere.
It's constantly. Horrible. It's horrible.
Nice.
Like, everywhere you go, like, just walking somewhere for the day, if it rains over 8 hours, I have to make a check to see if you catch extra diseases.
Wow.
Because specifically in the Miguel Expanse, there's a disease called Liquid Boot. That literally is boot rot, essentially.
Yep.
Except for way faster acting.
Trench foot.
Yeah. Way faster acting, though.
It's horrible.
Stanky feet.
Yeah. It's just this constant awful bit, but I'm excited for... But all the exploration is so much fun to me.
Mm.
And the weird creatures, like the weird wing thing.
And the demon crabs.
You guys hate the demon crabs.
I hate them a lot.
Why? None of you even got hit by it.
No.
Joe was the one that got hit by it, and he's fine.
I don't have to get hit by something to hate it. I just have to see what it does in combat, and then I'm like, nope, hate that.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But Chrissy, you've been playing anything?
No. My D&D game, my 5e game, ended unfortunately stopped last September, and I have not played anything since then, which is so sad. I've been talking to my group about starting up a new, because I usually DM. I was going to start up a new game. It's been very slow rolling. All of my friends are dragging their feet. I want to play. I've been like frothing at the mouth to play. I want to play so bad, but none of my friends have kids and other things, and so like trying to figure out time. I mean, we all play online anyway, but trying to figure out time for them to make characters has been painful.
Session zeros are hard to schedule.
Yeah,
but
yeah. That's why for Pathfinder, I think I did 3 session zeros.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
I did half the party at the other half of the party, and then
like everyone together,
and then a one-on-one, and then and then actually got everybody together. Did the final like. Last 10 minutes of a session zero.
I sent a hook for like a campaign. Mm-hmm. I sent something. I kind of made like a small little continent on a planet that I'm working on or whatever and sent it to them. And I was like, let me know. One person got back to me with character ideas and the rest of them are apparently down, but they never told me. So I was just like, cool. Are we not going to do this? But then like I met one of them in person. She's like, yeah, this guy told me he's down. This guy told me he's down. I'm down. Let's all do this. And I'm like, nobody has said anything to me.
Communication
is important. Be like sick, and then I'm like, okay, I know you're down. I know you're gonna make a character, but it's been so painful.
How do you make your maps? Do you use the bean method?
I use Incarnate.
Oh, I love Incarnate.
Incarnate is super cool. My friend Jacob has a subscription that I mooch off of. Thank you so much, Jacob. And I've made like a bunch of maps on there. Like I make like battle maps and stuff on there as well. It's great.
I love Incarnate.
It's super cool.
It's so nice.
With having Table Shard, I've contemplated getting Incarnate.
Incarnate's, I think it's really cool. It's super detailed and stuff. You can do kind of a lot with it, but I don't know.
That's mostly what I'm worried about.
Yeah, I mean, it's
I get
a lot.
Lost in projects like that where I'm just like, okay, I'm going to sit down 14 hours later.
Yeah, I mean, they have different style maps. They have, like, maps that you can make of, like large worlds. You can make small, like, battle maps. It's not super big, because, like, a lot of the stuff is the same. It's kind of copied and pasted everywhere, but I think it's great.
Are there any RPGs coming out this year that you're super...
Not that I know.
Okay.
I'm only really familiar with 5e. I've wanted to kind of, like, step away from D&D, obviously related to all the things that are going on with that.
It's hard to find a new group and
It's also hard to convince my friends to, like, try a different, like, game. Like, try different rules. I know. And they're all big Avatar fans, so...
You have to give it a shot.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I feel like if I'm to run something like that, I need to watch the show, like, fully, like, thoroughly.
Okay.
Like, just to feel like I'm, like, immersed enough.
That's fair. It does absolutely
help. It does help,
which I think if, like, if I were to, like, talk to them and be like, Drew sent me the PDF of, like, the entire book, basically, I could be like, I have the book. If you guys want to look at it, one of you could run something. And I think they'd be down, but it's that first initial, like, step into, like,
new territory.
Yeah, and for everybody to be like, okay. I feel like Avatar is not that, like, difficult if you've played really anything to really get a grasp on.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that now that I've got your email, I can also send you the Washi Tong and all the stuff.
There's a bunch
it's just on my Google hard drive.
There's a bunch of hooks for adventures that would make it easy for anybody to pick it up. And I mean,
and you can also get here for Free RPG Day and snag the Avatar one shot that is coming out on Free RPG Day.
That's true.
There's a one shot coming out, and I think he was, oh my god, the guy running the panel talking about everything for Magpie Games, the people that make Avatar, he was, like, so excited. This is such a passion project for everybody that works there and is involved in it. Like, they even, like,
you don't make a game like this if you don't,
exactly.
If you're not a fan.
I was going to say the same thing.
They got to be a huge part of developing the lore for the Roku era, which never had, like, a bunch of history explained at any point in their, like, just the entire history of the show and everything. So, but yeah, there's hooks in the core book and in here. And then this fleshes out more information from basically any one of the eras that you could run the game in. And there's, like, five, like, any part of the timeline you can conceive, you can run a game in.
By in here, George is talking about Washi Tong.
Oh, yes, Washi Tong. I have Washi Tong sitting in front of me, and Drew has the core book in front of him.
Aang edition.
I think it was so cool, because we were talking about that last Sunday, how this is canonically part of the Avatar world.
So the Avatar Legends is the covering name for it?
Yep. And they just happen to be the first one. If you are an Avatar fan, you've probably heard, but if you don't know, there's a bunch of new Avatar stuff that is being developed right now. Like, not just the RPG, but, like, TV shows and movies. In the next 5 years, we're going to get, like, two movies and two TV shows, I think.
Yeah.
One of the shows is going to be, like all ages friendly, like, kid, like it'll be a kid show. And then I think the other one's going to be a follow-up where it's, like, adult Aang. I'm pretty sure. I could be getting that wrong. Fact check me. But, like, it's fun stuff regardless.
We didn't talk about it on this show, but we had talked about it on the Word Warren when we did our Star Trek episode.
Okay.
Because the Star Trek RPG that had come out, the world building and lore that they had built in that actually was integral to the lore that ended up being in the Star Trek novels.
Oh, cool.
A lot of the writers who went on to write Star Trek books actually pulled lore, because the people that made that RPG did so much work in developing the planets and the habitats and everything.
That's so cool.
That the writers were just like, we're just going to use this RPG system. We're just going to use that. And they just did that.
That's super cool.
So it's, like, super cool. So to me, this is, like, so fun that they're like, no. The history in these books is canon in the Avatar world. This is what it is. It makes it feel a lot, I don't know, more fun.
Yeah.
More engaging. It's not just like, oh, it's just an Avatar skin and, you know, whatever. It's made up. It's it's no. There's things that happen in these books that we might get to see in subsequent TV series or comics or whatever.
Because they took the time to flesh that out for us.
It's good stuff.
Circling back to 5e, am so excited and yet so heartbroken that there are 4 new 5e books coming out this year.
There's four.
What? September, October, or no, August, September, October, and November.
I was just about to say we have like 5 months left in the year. Like, what do you mean?
There's
6 months?
4 books coming That's out crazy. In rapid freaking succession.
And one of them is Plane Chase in like a slipcase set yes! of books.
It is Planescapes. I'm so mad about it. They all look great. One of them is another dragon book, kind of following up on Fizbin's, but it looks like it's focusing more on player character stuff instead of just dragons in general. There's like dragon riding mechanics in it and stuff like that. There's a book about giants.
Yep, The Glory of Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Presented by Bigby.
Bigby's. It's 11:30.
Oh, wow. With that collective sigh that I could hear from everybody, unfortunately, folks, we are out of time.
We literally
have to go back. Like, some of these guys actually have to go to work and crap. I'm just going to go home and be a lazy lout. But I got to get my person that car.
Yeah.
But we are out of time. If you want us to do more than one of these a year,
let us know.
Let us know.
Drop it in the comments.
We will happily talk about RPGs twice a year.
I did make a whole list of weird RPGs I found on Reddit.
Oh my god.
But we can go into that another time. There were some weird ones.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, that's okay. We can go into it another time.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe I'll just fast, you know, go through them next time we record.
Tag it in another episode.
Yeah. I'll just be like, hey, here it is. All the weird ones.
So stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned for that.
At the end of the next episode, we should leave you like a little 5-minute block to just start listing out a bunch of them, and then that can be our fade out.
Cool.
But stop by your friendly local neighborhood, I can't ever say it, game store tomorrow.
Your local game store? Or
your LGS? Friendly June local 3rd? Neighborhood is that, game store. Is
that of this month?
No.
Next month.
Next month.
Okay. What day is that?
George, what day is Free RPG Day?
Rather than
it's like, tomorrow.
People will listen to this maybe days after we put it
it's
out.
It's true.
Guys, it's tomorrow.
Fun. All right, Chrissy with the good question. June 24th.
June 24th.
June 24th.
Yay, RPG Day.
So, oh, and
it's tomorrow.
I almost said it, and then I didn't. I lost my thought. But the Avatar one-shot is called, it's about earthbenders, and it's called Movers and Shakers. The guy was like, he was
amazing.
Actually a little upset when nobody laughed in the audience. He was like, all right. I was just like.
But stop by your local game store. Participate in Free RPG Day. Pick up a cool RPG to try with your friends. They're one-shots. They're super easy to do. It doesn't take a lot of effort. And we'll shove everything back in the cabinet, I guess. Right, Drew?
Yeah.
In a really messy pile, hastily shoved.
And you're trying to throw some shade over here?
I've seen your books.
They're all neatly organized. They're all nicely lined up, other than the ones I use on a regular basis.
I've seen your books.
Where is this coming from? All of my books are nicely on a shelf. Shelf bows because of how many books there are on it.
The fade out should just start with Drew's raised voice.
Why is this shade? I didn't even. Dump that crap back in the closet. Let's go home.
You've been listening to The Game Cabinet at the AU Radio Podcast Network. If you're interested in any of the titles from today's episode, you can check out the link tree in the description to visit Adventures Underground at their online store to browse the selections or inquire about special orders. If you'd like to contact the show, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just check out that link tree in the description. Or you can email the show at podcast@advunderground.com. You can also support this show and all the awesome shows on AU Radio that you love by becoming a patron of the AU Radio Podcast Network. You can find us at patreon.com/ADV Underground. For as little as $1 a month, you can help us continue to create these shows, and soon, many more.
You've been listening to the AU Radio Podcast Network. Music is provided by CubbyPurplePlanet.com and BenSound.com. Views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Adventures Underground. AU Radio is a production of Adventures Underground, copyright 2018, all rights reserved.